Supporting local Laguna Beach nonprofits, welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner.
KX93.5.
Hi, this is Caroline Bruder for Caroline's Cause Corner, and today we have husband Mark Bruder and friend Faye Chapman to discuss Hunger and Homelessness Awareness Month, which is in November, and there's a whole schedule of events, and it's a very important program for our community of Laguna Beach. So I welcome both of you, and tell me all about it.
Well, thanks for having us, Caroline Bruder. So this is where you work. This is where Caroline's Cause Corner is done. By the way, honey, what are we having for dinner tonight?
Oh, not fair.
Anyway, so I belong to the Housing and Human Services Committee, along with Faye and five other volunteers that report to the City Council. And one of our mandates is to increase awareness to the community of programs that fill different human needs for different segments of our community. And one of them, of course, and one of the most important, is the hunger and homelessness that we have in our community. And so one of our events we have every year is in the month of November, the National Hunger and Homelessness Awareness Month. And the purpose of this month is threefold. We aim to enhance our community's awareness of this issue in our society. And second, our awareness of our own hungry and homeless in Laguna Beach. And probably most important is raise the awareness in our community of the actual nonprofits and charities that address our hungry and homeless in Laguna Beach. So with that said, during the month of November, we have a lot of programs that will help our community become aware of what's going on. Our mantra is awareness equals participate and attend. To participate, there's a big community-wide food drive that will benefit our local food pantry that's going to be made possible logistically by Waste Management. Waste Management will be placing food bins all over the community and around town like they have been doing for the last 6 years. Another way to participate is to volunteer or donate to the Friendship Shelter or the Laguna Beach Community Clinic your time and your resources to those nonprofits. And then there's several events to attend throughout the month. The Glenwood House is having their annual Gratitude for Glenwood event. Faye, my colleague here, will be kicking off our Awareness Month with the annual World Hunger Bowl. The Friendship Shelter, of course, has their annual gala and Thanksgiving potluck at the end of the month. And all these events will be tied into our Hunger and Homelessness Awareness Month in November. And to learn more about each of these events, I encourage our community to go ahead and visit our webpage at lagunahungryandhomeless.org. That's lagunahungryandhomeless.org, and you can find out more information about all these events there.
Okay, and speaking of events, Faye, tell us all about the Hunger Bowl.
The Hunger Bowl event is our sixth annual Hunger Bowl event. It's going to be on Thursday, November 6th, hosted by 7 Degrees, and it's benefiting Changing Souls. The ticket price is only $45, and that includes 5 soup tastes, and we have restaurants on board. We have Kaya, Mozambique, Tommy Bahama, Sapphire, White House, Nick's of Laguna Beach, Nirvana Grill, Gigi's, and also 7 Degrees is making soup. We have bowls made by Tribuco Hills High School, Laguna Beach High School, and Woodbridge High School. So everyone that attends the event will get to take home a bowl made by those children at school. So that's an amazing thing. We also have bowls made by Dr. Neon, Michael Bryan, Michael Brindley, Wyland, Jeanette Wise from Kansas. We also have a bowl from Canada, Saudi Arabia, Dubai, Iran, Tennessee, Germany, Italy, and many, many more. You can see the bowls at Lost Laguna Gallery and Mark Timothy Gallery. Both galleries are here in Laguna Beach. Debbie Carmen is amazing from Faux Pas Production. She makes one-of-a-kind bowls with quotes on it from our local celebrities, such as the City Council, Arno Haino, Tyler Russell, and our very own Jason Fetty.
Yay, Jason.
So they give us these amazing quotes, and we make bowls, and they're very, very cute and just adorable. They're one-of-a-kind.
And you bid on these beautiful bowls that these artists have made. And so that's how they make their money, and all the money goes to. Tell us a little bit more about the charity that all of it goes to.
Well, this year's event charity is Changing Souls, which happens to be my nonprofit that I just created just this year. So
excellent.
I'm very excited about that.
Congratulations.
So, thank you. Changing Souls is an organization that helps the hungry, the homeless, and the poor. And we're working with Laguna Beach Networks Church, and we're creating a work program for the homeless. So we're working with the local merchants downtown so they can have a volunteer homeless person come in and do wash their windows, sweep their floor, mm-hmm. take out the trash. And then Changing Souls provides a food gift card to local restaurants so that the homeless can go in and actually get a hot meal, something that they don't usually get. So we provide them.
That's really great.
Yeah. So
that's
and
really great.
The church is helping us with coordinating that event.
And today, if you become a member of KX93.5, a portion of your membership will go directly to Faye's charity. Okay, great. So everybody, November, Hunger and Homelessness Awareness Month. Everybody go to the URL. What's the website again?
LagunaHungryAndHomeless.org.
And check it out. There's a whole schedule of events and participate. This is really important. Thank you, Faye Chapman and Mark Bruder, for being on Caroline's Cause Corner. And until next time, this is Caroline Bruder for Caroline's Cause Corner. Make it a giving day.
This was Caroline's Cause Corner. Enter your business at kx935.com/causecorner. Back to generational alt-rock. KX935, Laguna's only FM.